Chapter 30, Intercession. Allah the Exalted says, "Whosoever intercedes for a good cause will have the reward thereof." 485. 246. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu reported, "Whenever a needy person would come to the Prophet, peace be upon him, he would turn to those who were present and say, 'If you make intercession for him, you will be rewarded, because Allah decreed what he likes by the tongue of his messenger.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. The recommendation mentioned in this hadith relates to lawful and permissible matters. One is not permitted to make any intercession for unlawful matter, nor for remission of had. 247. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu reported in connection with the case of Barira radiyallahu anha and her husband. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said to her, "It is better for you to go back to your husband." She asked, "O Messenger of Allah, do you order me to do so?" He replied, "I only intercede." She then said, "I have no need for him." Al-Bukhari. Commentary. Barira radiyallahu anha was a slave girl of Aisha radiyallahu anha. Barira was married to a slave named Mughith radiyallahu anhu. She was freed by Aisha radiyallahu anha. Now, Islam has permitted a slave girl that after being freed, she can break her matrimonial bond if she does not like to live with her husband. Mughith was madly in love with her, and he would all the time persuade her not to break their bond of marriage. When the Prophet, peace be upon him, came to know the condition of Mughith, he interceded for him and asked Barira to restore her matrimonial connection with her husband. Since this was an advice and recommendation, she did not think it suitable for herself and regretted that she could not accept it. The hadith evidently shows that Islam accepts legitimate rights of individuals and honors personal freedom, provided they do not exceed the limits of Sharia. This freedom cannot be forfeited by suppression or force.